And it's not just Election Day, it's Black Friday also, when some people will be as concerned about picking up a bargain as they are about casting a ballot. But consumers are being urged to report suspected fake deals, and it's emerged today that four major retailers are due in court in January, accused by the consumer watchdog of flouting pricing rules during last year's Black Friday event. To discuss all this, I'm joined by Brian McHugh, who's the chairperson of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Brian, Black Friday is largely an American tradition, the day after Thanksgiving. December the 8th used to be the big shopping day here. How much do Irish consumers buy into this? How much of a thing is Black Friday in Ireland?
I mean, it is a big day for shoppers internationally. Lots of people will look to go online today. There's a huge campaign in terms of the discounts that are out there advertised. So it is an important day, and it's one we've identified as a priority because there are issues with the discounts. It is really important. The law is very clear on sale pricing and what retailers need to do. There have been issues. So we have done hundreds of inspections over the last year. We have identified very real issues, and those now today we've announced have led to prosecutions.
Okay, and we'll get to that in a moment. But one of the features of Black Friday is this sort of time limit, you know, you've 24 hours to get this discount, 3 hours left to get this deal. Does that sort of panic consumers and then maybe make them a bit more vulnerable?
It does. So we would advise consumers to always know what it is you want to buy in advance, to know what price you're willing to pay for it, and don't get sucked into buying something just because it appears that there's a big discount. So always shop around, track the prices over time. Often there's the good for sale is for sale at that price or even better at other times of the year. So don't rush in to buy something just because of the discount.
Okay, and you did mention the number of prosecutions pending in relation to last year's Black Friday. Can you tell us how these prosecutions came about? What led to this?
So we carry out hundreds of inspections specifically to make sure that this law, consumer law, has been followed. They're both online and in store. I will say lots of businesses have really good systems in place and are fully compliant with the law. So it is very possible for businesses to comply. Some haven't, and in our view, they're such serious issues that they deserve prosecution. So the first wave of prosecutions will be arriving in the courts in January, but we will be inspecting today, we will be inspecting through Christmas and January sales, and we expect more prosecutions to follow.
And in relation to those cases in January, can you tell us, maybe not exactly who the retailers are, but are they sort of big, you know, household name retailers that we'll all know?
They are. They're nationwide. They're in electrical, cosmetics, furniture, clothing. So it can happen in any sector. And consumers, you know, they do like their discounts. They like to get a bargain. It is important that they can trust that the discounts they see are real. And there is a bit of cynicism, I think, out there amongst consumers. Our survey showed only 30% of consumers actually trust that the discounts they see are real. So we want to fix that. We want to make it that when retailers offer discounts, that they are real, that they follow the law. And we will hope that this action will act as a deterrent. So we hope that businesses will comply with the law and that consumers can then trust the discounts that they see, that they are real, and go ahead with that confidence.
Okay, but if they are found guilty, they'd be liable for a fine of up to €5,000. It's not much, is it, given the sort of scale of profits that these retailers will be making throughout Black Friday and the sales and Christmas period? €5,000, not much of a fine, not much of a deterrent.
So these prosecutions do go to the district court, and you are right, that is the system, and it's obviously up to the judge ultimately to make decisions on that. More generally, we in the CCPC think that consumer powers need to be strengthened. So we think that there should be more powers, more options for us. We, when it's a breach of competition law, we have the power to fine ourselves, and that can be in millions if appropriate in the case. So we do think that breaches of consumer law can cause real harm to consumers. It can affect sometimes hundreds of thousands of consumers. And we do think that the punishment should fit the crime, and we would like the power to fine companies, and where appropriate, significant amounts of money, much higher than €5,000.
So as you said, consumers can be quite vulnerable and lots of money being spent here, but does your organisation, which is the watchdog to protect consumers, are you lacking real teeth ultimately?
So I think we would like to have more powers ourselves. I think we just want a broader range of options. So where we see a breach of the law that causes significant harm, and we see in competition, we see in data protection, big fines in the millions, we do think that option should be there for us. And I think it's something also consumers would agree with.
And you speak about inspections being carried out today and throughout the sales period. How many inspectors will be working for the watchdog today? And how many inspections carried out?
So we carried out hundreds of inspections. And again, today we have teams of, we're quite flexible, so we can put teams of 20 or 30 out on inspections at any one time, if we so choose. And this has been a priority for us. So for businesses out there, they should know we are looking. We also get consumer complaints, and some consumers will track their products and they will see that the discounts are fake. And we get really good information from them. So we encourage consumers and indeed other businesses who do follow the law, if they see fake discounts, to report it to us at ccpc.ie.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us. That was Brian McHugh, the chairperson of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission.